Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
So glad you're spending your Wednesday night here with us on Tech 5 Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
So Audrey, you know what? It is like, I can't believe the time's almost here, but it's almost time for our big data summit this year.
Right, and that big data summit is coming up soon.
I know.
It is on
January 30th, all day long.
So it's all day long, and I want to talk a little bit about it. It is our fifth incarnation.
Oh my goodness, it's already been 5 years now. Oh my God, you're right.
We started it with I Love It When You Call Me Big Data.
Exactly.
And now we call it Beyond Big Data.
Yeah, AI, it's exciting. Yeah, because we're adding the AI and the machine learning part to it, which I think is a lot of fun.
And so our focus, obviously, is on analytics and artificial intelligence, machine learning, all the things that are empowering business and making life easier for all. But this is really geared towards executives in a variety of industries, almost every market sector. And because, you know, you can get inundated in this sea of solutions.
Oh, it becomes like, how do you even navigate it at all, right?
We have some great speakers. I mean, we got some great people coming in, people who you're either want to get in front of so that you can sell to them or understand what their capacity is. But we have a few keynotes. Steve Miller, he's the Vice President of Strategy and Analytics at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Wait, Dick's. See, people should be really excited about this. You want to talk about a company that's selling a lot of stuff, trying to market to a lot of people, and the data they're crunching over there.
Well,
that could be a sport within itself.
That is their differentiator.
I would almost call it a contact sport at that point.
Well, then we also have the Vice President and Chief Digital Officer of PPG.
So Devishish was on our show about 3 months ago. He just was arriving into Pittsburgh, just setting up shop here. And he's the first digital transformation officer over there, the Chief Digital Officer, the CDO, as they call him.
And then we have Manuela Veloso, PhD, Managing Director and Head of AI Research at J.P. Morgan.
Dude, she's like,
she used to be at CMU.
She's like AI royalty.
Yeah, she's royalty.
Yeah, these are some serious heavy hitters. I mean, this is, I just want to hear what they want to say, much less get to meet them and figure out what, where some of their needs could be met. You know what I'm saying?
Then we also have topics that are, so for example, we have Beyond Big Data at 101, and we've got some people who are going to talk about that who actually have their PhDs and come out of some of our leading locations here. We have Building Smarter, Better, and Safer Transportation for Smart Cities.
Yeah.
So we have the Chief Technology Officer at Rapid Flow Technologies. We have the CEO and founder, which was a spin out of Pitt, Ohio. That's Idelic. We have product lead at Aurora. We have the president and co-founder of Roadbotics.
Yes.
So these
Ben
are all
Schmidt
urban issues. Yeah, these are all urban. And then we have social impact. What does it mean for social impact? We have Kara Jones, CEO of Marinus Analytics.
Okay.
And then we have Tim Sim, the co-founder of Bloomfield Robotics.
Yeah.
Then we also talk about the big business issues. We've got the parent company of Industrial Scientific, Israel Algundegu. He is the Vice President of Analytics, PhD.
Holy
really
mackerel.
Sort of world-renowned in terms of the work that he's doing.
Yeah.
We have Highmark Health. We've got IBM. We also have a technology showcase. So these are just some of the things that are going on right now. And that is a great day. It's a great day that we've put together.
Here's what I like best about this event, Audrey. There's a 101 session. So if you're kind of brand new to this, you can catch up real quickly. Getting the basics, the nuts and the bolts, because we want to make sure everybody can attend and get something out of it. So I think having that 101 session, I think is really important. So if you're out there listening and you're like, I'm not so sure if I have quite the capacity to do this, like, no, stop on over because your mind's going to be open to some of the really cool stuff that's going on.
Well, not only that, you'll get in front of people who are wrestling with problems as well. So
exactly.
If you're interested in trying to get strategic relationships, this is a great opportunity to do the same.
I just can't believe the level of talent we have showing up for this year. This is very exciting. Exciting to me, and it's just a few weeks away, and there's still time to register. If you want to check it out, just go to pghtech.org. It's right up there on our site under our events section. It's the big data our the Beyond Summit, just really cool stuff. I'm excited about this. I'm glad we have this. I can't believe it's our fifth iteration of this.
I know. It's great.
And adding in really the AI and the machine learning.
And some of these really great rock stars. So I'm very excited about this.
It's just really kicking it up. That's for sure. So, like, I can't believe, like, we're heading towards the end of January like this. And it's like, we're not, like, slowly ramping into January.
No, because really the things that we really care about are making sure that not just people are listening to people who are doing this actual work,
right,
but understand the kinds of problems so that when they are inside of their own companies, they can leverage those relationships.
Exactly. And that's
whether it's through sales, whether it's just understanding how other people are solving
right.
the problems, whether it's through collaboration.
Very good
and
point.
That's what we do at the Tech Council. That's the important piece. Not just to go in and have a one-way didactic kind of exchange. It's around making sure that we
exactly.
cultivate these relationships so that they have meaningful business outcomes. And what a great way to spend a day.
I love it, man. Once again, go to pghtech.org. Look for the Beyond Big Data slide there, and you can check it all out. So I'm going to be there. I know you're going to be there. And if you're out there listening, you should be there too, as far as that goes. So like I said, a lot going on already this year. I can't believe we're marching this far and this fast going into it. Audrey, today's show is going to be like really, really fun. So we have this. I can't wait to have this guy on the show tonight. He's going to be our last segment for the evening, Audrey. But we have LeVar McClain coming in tonight. He's the Hey Design guy. And this guy just made Pittsburgh his home a couple years ago. And really energetic guy. He's building some really cool technology, some really cool products to help kids get interested in tech adventures and STEAM education. And like I said, he's just a blast of positive energy. And I just love the fact that he sees a problem out there trying to get kids engaged and hooked on tech and hooked on science. And he's doing something about it. And it's these really cool coloring books. So they're really simple to do, but these coloring books actually can be turned into some AR, VR type of apps as well, too, which is really fun. I love seeing guys like this build cool companies to help.
And he's not a Pittsburgh native.
And he's not a Pittsburgh native.
So that's
and
exciting.
He's loving it. Exactly. And also tonight on the show, I had a special interview with Dimitri Shirey from Deloitte. He's one of our favorite people to hang out with. He's got some great thought leadership. I talked with him earlier in the year and grabbed a really cool interview, really talking about how all things around smart technologies, Internet of Things, how that's empowering really inclusion within cities these days, and how we need to embrace technology and the Internet of Things and everything around that. To me, it's just so much fun. And Dimitri's got some great insights on that. So I did hang out with Dimitri for a little bit. Always love having the chance to have him stop by and talk. So that'll be part of our show tonight as well, too. And of course, to kick things off, we do have Dwayne Chandler stopping by tonight from Warner Telecom. He's also bringing his friend Tim Joos with him as well, too. And these guys can save you a lot of money. It's amazing, Audrey, how like when people and their communications equipment and their standards and everything else they have, like they are literally people are paying money for things they don't use anymore. These guys can kind of audit your systems and see what you need and what you don't need and save you a lot of money, and you can deploy that money for other things. So I think it's pretty exciting. Good stuff.
I do too.
A lot of Tech Vibe Radio happening tonight.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Don't leave wherever you are. Just continue to listen.
Absolutely. We'll take your advice on that. Just remind everybody, with 2020 fresh upon us, the Pittsburgh Tech Council can be part of your business success. We love helping tech companies do what they do, helping them connect by going to events like our big data event. Go to pghtech.org, learn all about us, whether it's connecting with people, whether it's trying to find capital, whether it's locating the right talent, stopping by the radio show, being featured in our magazines. So many ways we can help you in 2020. Check it out. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Once again, pghtech.org. So Audrey, we're back here on Tech Vibe Radio, having way too much fun. As I always say, we talk to the best and the brightest here in Pittsburgh's tech sector. And we got two dudes from Warner Telecom hanging out with us tonight. So who's hanging out with us tonight? Tim, start with you.
Yeah, Tim Joos here from Warner Telecom.
Absolutely.
And Dwayne Chandler from Warner Telecom.
Nice to have you guys.
We appreciate you having us.
Yeah, great to have. So tell us what about Warner Telecom. Give us like some history. Tell us what you do.
Our listeners always want to know just the basics. Yeah.
So with us, it's all about automation. So we provide managed services to our clients to help them understand their costs and services across their telecommunication network. That's mobile, landline, and cloud services. And we have a unique platform which pulls all that data into a centralized database, validates the data, and then gives the customer the ability to manage that data moving forward and understand what they have and what they need.
So are people getting rid of their landlines?
Yeah, you're seeing a migration in technologies, for sure, from traditional technologies to SIP and SD-WAN and other technologies like that. And that's where we help the clients understand what they have today. What am I paying? When does my contract start and end? What are the type of service I have? And how do I get to the future network? And that's
so
more
what kind
connection.
Of problems might someone be having where they should call you?
Maybe a client's had migrations of businesses into there, so they've migrated new acquisitions, and they need to understand what those acquisitions have. We have a service that will help. Maybe they've changed technologies, but the old network's still billing, and they need to validate what they need and what they don't. Our service will help there. Maybe they say help paying their bills, and we have support.
You'll pay my bills?
Yeah, we'll pay your bills. Yeah, we'll pay
I'm
your
signing
bills.
Up right now. Yeah. I'm going to a Wonder
We're
telecom.
We're transferring everything right now.
Exactly. I think our client base is triple based upon that statement, but yes, we will help you pay your bills. And we laugh, but there are some clients that flip paper to pay their bills. So they get a manual bill, they write a PO number,
right?
And
they're going through it. Right?
Yeah, we've written an algorithm which will completely automate that service and help clients to get something done within a day that typically would take 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow,
so
that's
do
amazing.
Do you have a funny story or any funny stories that you'd like to share? Like, there's got to be some interesting.
Yeah, well, we had a client. It was a pharmaceutical research company in Princeton Princeton, New Jersey. Yeah, and they do maybe one or two acquisitions a year globally. And they had T1s hanging out there to the tune of about $100,000 a month.
Whoa, $100,000 the T1 lines?
Yeah, okay. That they were just paying, and they had been paying for 18 months. And so once we went in and did the audit, we were able to identify that, you guys.
$100,000?
$100,000, yeah. So that was a.
Sounds like money well spent hanging out with you guys.
Yeah, it was a big win, yeah.
So it was really interesting. Before we hit the record button on this, you were talking with Audrey, and she was kind of warming up for the show a little bit, was asking you, like, what is your typical, like, the biggest obstacle when you're trying to sell somebody your services? And you said it was the potential customer themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because so many people think, oh, I'm managing my bill myself. I think I know those T1s are hanging out there.
I got a guy that does that for me.
Okay, yeah, I got a guy that's taking care of this for me. So tell us more about that, because I think that seems interesting. Like, when you're finding these types of savings for people by these audits and stuff that you do.
Well, yeah, because a majority of the companies are understaffed. So, it's typically an
that's
IT
true.
Person is actually
that's good point.
Running
good
that. And so we view our service as an add, a plus to the AP team, they use us as a tool. So in a lot of cases, we're providing value that way, because most companies just don't have the capacity to get down into the weeds and see the detail that we have.
It's also coming into the 21st century. What tools do I have to manage my network?
Right.
And we have those tools. Someone might be writing manual numbers. They might be doing things in Excel spreadsheets. We have dashboards that are powered by advanced technology that help clients understand what they have from a visualization standpoint. It's not, I think I have this, or I'm working off a spreadsheet from 3 weeks ago. I'm coming to a dashboard. It's live, and it's live data.
You see exactly what's going on.
We write those flags and those algorithms customized to each customer so they can understand what data points are important to them. It's all about customization and helping the client.
Because everyone has different needs. You're not going to have one thing that just plugs in on top of it and says, hey, now it's working. But you're literally finding out what specific needs they have, pulling those things up.
Yeah, no plug and chug here, unfortunately.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So where are you headed for 2020? We are entering a new decade.
Yeah, for 2020, we're looking to advance our technology to automate faster. We're looking at upgrades to different technologies that we have. We're looking to help our clients understand ways they can automate their data and advance from where we were even at today. We're about an 8-person firm about a year and a half ago. We're up to 26 people now.
Back up.
Nice.
Wait, back up. 8 people. And then up to 26.
Now, up to 26 in about a year and a half. We should probably be in the 50-person range here by the end of 2020.
That's
where we're going as an organization based upon these clients. And we have a diverse network of partners selling for us nationwide,
right?
And getting us up into bigger and larger clients that need our services, who need to automate. Because clients have always had that person who managed their bills. That person's retiring. We take that knowledge that they have and inject it into a system, which will help to automate that process.
So 2020 is the year to automate.
2020 vision, baby.
Absolutely. And Warner Telecom can do that.
Yes, we can.
Absolutely. And your website, just make sure, Warner Telecom with two M's.com.
And we also have a second one, WTLcom.com.
That's even easier.
Yeah, it's even easier, yes. Okay. We automated there. Yes.
See, look at that. You're even doing that. Yeah, you got me, man. I love it.
It's on a URL. Look how
soon I'm just going to have something psychic.
Yeah, exactly. Soon I'll just think about it.
You're gonna did you get that?
That's kind of inappropriate, but yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
That's amazing. Who is a typical client out there? Because I always, when people are listening to the show, I always try to remind them that, like, everyone on our show is an approachable company. There's someone friendly that wants to help. Like, don't be afraid to reach out. So, I mean, is there a sweet spot for you guys, or is it someone's got a 3-person shop that they need help that can give you a
ring? To us, it's all about the data.
Okay.
So it could be somebody spends $5,000 a month, or somebody that spends $4 million a month. Our clients range, and it's all about the data points that they have, connecting to that data, validating that data, and then reporting on that data. So it doesn't matter to us the size, one way or the other. Okay. No limit, no minimum, no maximum.
At the end of the day, give you guys a call up, and you guys can analyze what's going on, and based on what you're finding, you can then recommend.
One of the great things, that we have a savings guarantee, so we guarantee 150% savings. So if you spend $10 with us, we're going to get you a $15 return, and if not, we're going to refund the difference.
Well, that makes it completely, like, why would you not try?
It's a no-brainer.
Right?
And typically, we're boasting, 18 to 35% in savings. Yeah.
No. We had
I understand why you went from 8 to 26 people in the course of 18 months, right?
So we just had a client last week that they were paying for an old technology. It was $8,000 a month, and we retrieved their bills and started validating their services. And within about a week, we found out they didn't need one single service. They were able to straight disconnect
their
services.
You might be making severe enemies with some of these.
The providers definitely don't like us. That's a good thing.
No.
And then, oftentimes you have clients that are, they're looking to migrate to the new technology, but they haven't allocated any money in their budget for it. And so what we've been able to do is identify savings within their existing networks to allow them to migrate.
And I assume then, obviously, as time goes on, you keep finding different savings and new ways, because obviously the technology evolves, the needs evolve, the services evolve.
It's organic, for sure.
Right.
It's growing, and we're seeing things that new clients will ask for, and we apply that retroactively to help clients. Oh, by the way, here's a different way of looking at it, a different tool that we've launched to give you the information you need to make powerful decisions.
Well, I think it makes nothing but sense then, if you obviously are managing these types of things, to give you guys a call and check this out, because there's obviously you're guaranteeing some savings on this. And at the end of the day, like, if you're saving that money, you can apply that towards building your business and towards other things that are going to make you grow, as far as that is. That's a great story.
Yep. We agree.
Yeah.
We agree. It's terrible. We can't stand it. This is why we love doing the show. We put little spotlights on these types of things going on. It's a Pittsburgh company with two cool dudes, as I said earlier
on. And one really good looking one.
That'd be me, of course. I can't thank you guys enough for stopping by and hanging out with us.
Hey, thank you for having us, man. I've been wanting to do this for a while because I think the show was pretty cool. I listened to it, and you guys have done amazing things. So,
we definitely appreciate your support.
Of course. That's what we're here for. And simple as that. So anyhow, once again, this is Jonathan Kirsten.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We are with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. And oh my goodness, Audrey, I think we're like on our 36th year, 37th.
It'll be 38.
Yeah.
Right?
It's crazy. We've been around since 83 helping tech companies like Warner Telecom here succeed. So what we love doing at the end of the day, because that's what's making Pittsburgh pop. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we've been members here since 2009.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know.
Yeah, the service you guys provide is great.
Thank you.
Keep talking. Keep talking. We've got a couple more minutes. Plenty more time to talk about that. Anyhow, thanks, guys. Really do appreciate it. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio. And this is Jonathan Kirsting, and we are hanging out in the Huntington Bank podcast studio. And I have a good friend here hanging out with us, a big partner of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, and a regular on Tech Vibe Radio. We have Dimitri Shirey here. He is the managing partner at Deloitte. Great to have you here, man.
Jonathan, thanks again for having me on the show. Great to see you. Great to be here.
Likewise, man. I tell you what. So we've been nerding out on some cool stuff over the past year, all around Internet of Things and smart cities. And really, I mean, I always think it's kind of cool to see the thought leadership that Deloitte applies towards this, because you guys really keep it on the bleeding edge. And I think today's conversation, I think, really hits my heartstrings, because it's really talking about how technology and how smart cities can start to actually empower people. Because there's some startling troubling stuff that you're going to talk about when it talks about how there's lots of groups of people, especially in the Pittsburgh area, that are kind of being left behind despite some of all the great stuff that's happening with our tech industry and with our economy. And technology can be the great leveler of some of this. So I'm kind of excited to get going on this.
Yeah, I'm certainly excited to share some perspectives with you,
Absolutely.
Jonathan. And again, you know, when you reflect on prior conversations that we've had with regard to all things smart, you know, we've talked about smartphones, smart TVs, smart homes, smart factories.
Yeah.
It's just an
everything's getting smart.
Everything's getting smart. And that, quite frankly, that also means and includes cities.
Exactly.
But if we are truly going to embrace a smart city,
yeah,
it will only be successful if we also embrace inclusion.
Exactly.
And that means making sure that we have a smart city that is relevant to all of its constituents.
Exactly.
So, you know, if I could just take a step back.
Let's
for a
do
second.
A step back. Absolutely.
You know, if you look at the empirical data that's out there,
okay,
around, you know, diversity and inclusion on boards of directors,
yeah,
of corporations,
which is something we've talked about in broadcast before. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, senior leadership teams that run the companies, teams that, you know, do the work. There is empirical evidence that time and time again emphasizes the fact that a diverse group of people will truly provide a better business outcome.
Absolutely.
So if we are looking for economic vitality in the Pittsburgh region,
yep,
we need to make sure that not only do we have a diverse constituency that's accessing this type of technology, but also is being included. And I want to place heavy emphasis on the
okay.
word inclusion,
yeah,
only because you can have diversity, but you may not necessarily have inclusivity.
See, that, I'm glad you brought that. That's a really good point, because inclusion means people are participating.
Exactly.
And they're impacting, not just being there, but actually being part of the process. And before we jump into the conversation, let's just level set a little bit so just our listeners can kind of understand like what it means to be a smart city. And also, I think we talked about all these things being smart, like factories and so forth. Cities are the most important thing to be quote-unquote smart, because that's where we live. That's where we work every single day. And I think that's where we see the most impact of this technology.
Absolutely. And so when you think about a smart city,
yeah,
what you're thinking about is technology serving as an enabler,
right,
for the different types of public services that government can provide.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
So, I want to stress the word
okay.
enabler, because when you think about technology, sometimes there is a predisposition that technology unto itself is the end-all to be-all. And the reality is any technology type of effort is really centered around people, process, and technology.
Exactly.
But when it comes to smart cities,
mm-hmm,
there's also another important aspect of policy, and that is public policy, to make sure that it is both a top-down as well as a bottoms-up effort to achieve that level of inclusion that we previously referenced.
Very much so. I'm glad we kind of set that out there as far as that goes. So let's get the ball rolling on this. Like, maybe kind of just looking around, like, what are some of the key areas where having a smart city and being able to get this technology into the right people's hands and make it accessible that we can start making this an empowering tool? And then we should also probably talk about, before we even get to that, because I actually be planning to level set this even further back, I think, is that, you know, Pittsburgh kind of has some issues that it's dealing with right now.
It does.
I think maybe we should start there first before we kind of jump into the areas, because I think that'll set up a little bit better. But the fact that, I mean, there was a pretty startling report, you know, showing that local African-American residents are experiencing a lot of inequality here and they're not being brought along for the ride. Maybe tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as the City of Pittsburgh report demonstrated,
yeah,
there seems to be an ongoing increase in inequality of all kinds with respect to
right.
African Americans here in Western Pennsylvania. As I think you very well know, as do our listeners, you know, we struggle with being one of the least diverse communities in the country.
Exactly.
And, you know, that somewhat is manifesting itself specifically with regard to the report that was recently issued, which gives us all the more reason to make sure that as we embark on becoming a smart city, we are pulling in all of our constituents, which means that we may need certain types of public policy
okay.
that actually enhance that level of inclusion. So instead of being technology-centric,
right.
we need to be citizen-centric.
People and process, right?
Exactly. And said another way,
yeah,
when you think about inclusion, it's about having it done with us as opposed to having it done
to us.
That's a really good point, actually, because I think that's what differentiates putting something together that's actually bringing everybody along, not just saying, this is what's going to be, and now you're going to like it, because that's not the way it's going to work.
That's true. But in order to do that, I think as a region, we're going to need to change some things and address some dynamics in order to help facilitate that self-discovery.
Okay.
And so, for example, you know, I think one of the limitations that we need to address is, first of all, simply having access to digital platforms.
I mean, that is absolutely the key fundamental part right there. Without the access, you're not going anywhere. So expand on that.
So right now, as we know, you know, in Western Pennsylvania, depending on the demographics and the different constituencies that you represent, you may or may not have full access to, quote-unquote, the Internet of Things. And smart cities are going to rely more and more, particularly with the adoption of 5G technology.
You were reading my mind on the 5G.
You know, they're going to be relying on that more and more to have, you know, greater speed, greater accessibility, and greater throughput in order to process all the different sensors and data points that will be generated as a result of, quote-unquote, being smart. So having digital access is one. The other thing is, even if you have digital access, you need to have some competencies around how to use the digital tools.
Right.
So the idea of having training and having some development with regard to using that tool would certainly be critical in order to spread the good news with respect to the, quote-unquote, Internet of Things and smart cities. The other thing that I would point to is community engagement.
Okay.
And the reason why I say about community engagement, because there – to a certain extent, to a large extent, that already exists and can be leveraged and taken advantage of.
I think especially here in Pittsburgh, I think that's one of the things we have a lot of, right?
We as a region, we as a city, certainly benefit from having a preponderance of nonprofit organizations that have connective tissues to our neighborhoods. Quite frankly, they have relationships. They also have data
on
individuals who may not be connected to the Internet.
And what's surprising is there's so many people that are not, and that's what's really, really crazy.
So it will be critical to bring those types of community partners into the fold to help advance smart cities, whether it's here in Pittsburgh across the country.
They're on the front line at the end of the day.
They're on the front line. And the other thing that they do bring to the table is an element of trust.
Interesting. Okay.
So when you think about trusting an organization that has access to your data, having those community agencies, those community nonprofit organizations involved is critical not only to providing data, but also that invaluable characteristic of trust.
Right. Just reminding our listeners, we're talking to Dimitri Shirey from Deloitte, always hanging out with us here on Tech Vibe Radio, talking about all things smart cities. We're talking about, you know, building more inclusion and how technology and smart cities is a great way to actually begin some real inclusion in the cities, not just in Pittsburgh, but beyond. And so, Dimitri, recently I hosted a panel discussion around just this topic, and I actually used a lot of information from Deloitte for that discussion, because you guys have a great website with some great, great information on there where people want to learn more. I mean, this is a very in-depth analysis that you guys are doing. I encourage people to go to Deloitte.com and check it out. But when I was on there looking, I was just realizing how important it is that if people want to just access services, how technology can be so empowering just to make sure people can actually vote, how people can actually access, you know, social services that they might need. Tell us more about how technology can really empower and get people to the services they need so they can become, you know, better individuals and be more sufficient.
Well, if there's one area that I could point to that's very relevant to our region and our city, of course, is the aging demographics. And we have a population that is older and is going to require more types of caregiving respect to our seniors.
Right.
And as you may know, for example, you know, the United Way has initiated an effort to really zero in on how to help support seniors as well as the caregivers that care for them. Those types of resources, whether it's through the United Way or some of the other Allegheny County agencies that provide that type of support, are critical to both the senior as well as the caregiver. That type of information is accessible online. It's also accessible by simply calling 211, which then can help direct you to different resources that are available, some of which are online, but some of which are also, you know, through the quote-unquote Jurassic Park of communication called the telephone.
The telephone.
Imagine that.
Are you kidding? You've got about a minute or so left. What have we not covered that we need to bring up real quick before we
The other thing I would just touch upon, Jonathan, is the funding aspect. Again, all of this needs some type of financing opportunity. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, you know, a region like Pittsburgh can, should, could be thinking about is perhaps how do we use opportunity zones?
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
That were recently enacted as a result of tax legislation back in 2017, which is being taken advantage of not only here in Western Pennsylvania, but also across the country as well. How can we use opportunity zones as potentially pilots where we embed a component of a smart city into that pilot in order to test drive it to understand what works, what needs modified or revised before you roll it out and achieve greater scale? Because the idea is to start small and scale quickly.
That's the way to do it. I can't believe we're out of time. We need to talk more about this, but you're going to be back on the show. You're always back on. We're going to talk more about this. Once again, go to Deloitte.com. There's so much you can nerd out on there and really dive deep on this. And Dimitri, I love having a chance to hang out with you and have these discussions.
Jonathan, as always, thanks for the invitation.
I can't believe we're out of time. We've got to wrap the show up. This is Jonathan Kirstein with the Pittsburgh Technology Council here in Tech Vibe Radio. Just to remind everybody, we're here every single Wednesday night. And if you want to listen to us on demand, and just head on over to your favorite podcast platform and search for Tech Vibe. Welcome back. It's Tech Vibe Radio on a Wednesday night. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
And Audrey, it's our last segment of the show. I always like to say we save the best for last. I want to make sure we had that extra bit of time because we've got a really cool guest with us tonight who I think is just going to inspire a lot of people. And I think it's just really, you know, really just kind of shows you some of the cool stuff that's going on here in the Pittsburgh tech sector as far as that is. So
who do we have in the house?
You have LeVar McClain, better known as the Design Guy.
The Design Guy.
Is that your website?
HeyDesignGuy.com. You've probably seen my truck roll around because I have my face plastered
on the side
of a white truck.
Wait, yeah. I have not
it's
seen
great.
That.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. A lot of people, when they see me on the street, especially sitting in the traffic, like I keep forgetting that I have my face on the side of the truck.
Okay.
I'm like, why are people staring at me? People just be like, looking. Like, oh. So I'm always in care. I have to smile.
You got to smile.
And you're waving. Do you get out and dance?
I do not.
I do not. So what is Hey Design Guy? Why did you start it and what do you do?
So I'm a graphic designer by trade. Hey Design Guy was actually the brand I came up with. My undergrad from Robert Morris is in graphic web design, multimedia. My master's is in brand development and internet marketing.
Ooh. So bringing those two worlds together. Yep. I like that.
Yep. So one of the key things with good branding is people automatically know who you are and what you do.
Hence the van.
So, yep. Check mark.
Yep. So and my face is my logo. So everybody sees, they're like, hey, you're. That is.
Your
face. Like, hey, Design Guy.
Your face is your logo.
My face is my logo.
So it was created as a B Corp, though.
Yes. Yep,
so talk about that.
So I've always been passionate about giving back. So everything I do, of course, we all need to make money to pay the bills. But I always look at how can I change the world. So I started Hey Design Guy as a B Corp. So I'm a corporation, but I act like I'm a nonprofit.
Yeah, I think
you
that's
act a, like so. You give money away. You give stuff away, or
I
what?
Do. I used to do a lot of pro bono work for like nonprofits in Chicago and the D.C. area.
Okay,
how'd you get to Pittsburgh?
Yeah,
college.
No, I actually been here 2 years now. I was working on a project for National PTA. I was their creative director out in D.C., and I was working with a client to build a membership portal for their 6 million members.
Million members.
Yep. Good Lord, man.
Okay.
So, the company was out in Cranberry, and coming back and forth once a month, I actually met my fiancée.
Uh-huh.
So that's what brought me here.
Oh.
I like that. I'm glad she's around.
That's what happens. Yep. Love happens in Pittsburgh, and you stay.
You stay, Audrey.
Yep. Nice.
So, yeah, look, from my travels from Chicago to D.C., to now Pittsburgh, you know, my mission to give back and help is still there.
And how long have you been in Pittsburgh for now?
Since 2017.
Okay.
So just over 2 years.
Yeah. So talk about Hey Design Guy. What kinds of work do you do? So people are listening and they want to use your services.
Yes. So for Hey Design Guy, I'm a graphic web mobile designer. I've done work with PNC. Working on their mobile apps, virtual wallet.
Really?
Was the online
cool.
banking.
Cool. You're behind the virtual wallet stuff there. I love it.
Well, not the initial team.
Right.
But I help with some of the UI.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
to make it so you can use it.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. And in the past, I've worked with K-12. I was their senior manager of the product for their online courses,
nice.
As well as Rosetta Stone for their email marketing campaigns when I lived in the D.C. area.
Wow. You got a master's degree?
Yes.
In branding management?
Brand development and internet marketing.
Right.
And I'm recently certified from MIT in human computer, HCD, mm-hmm. or
human computer design.
Yep.
Wow, and development.
Yep. So my passion, like I say, is always giving back, hence the nonprofit that I started in Interstain. So I want to merge design with technology. Like education is great. I'm big on education. I used to teach at the Institute before they shut down here and things like that.
Ooh, so, yeah, I forgot about that.
I know. But to keep that going, I mentor with United Way and things like that. But my biggest thing is to combat literacy, so the literacy issues here. So part of other things outside the Pittsburgh Tech Council. I was part of Leadership Pittsburgh.
Oh, nice.
Part of the Urban League. ACLU
member. I'm on the board
member.
Of the Urban League.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So a report came out that there was kids in the Hill District going to 5th and 6th grade that couldn't read. And I was like, so what can I do to kind of change this dynamic?
Okay.
So, you know, always being big on education, I decided, like, how can I use my skill set, my knowledge to do something different?
Audrey, I like this. Like, seeing an issue, seeing a problem, and saying, how can I solve it?
Yep.
Okay.
So I definitely consider myself the superhero of education.
Okay.
I'm here to change.
That explains the cape.
Are you wearing a cape?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
I am underneath
your fancy shirt.
Under your magic
underneath
shirt.
The button
yes,
up.
Exactly.
So Adventure STEAM is starting at the earliest level for early childhood development, where I want to merge technology, education, and learning just to make it fun for kids.
You have to make it fun. It's the relevancy of it, right?
Yep.
And how it applies to real-world stuff.
Exactly, because a lot of people focus on either grade schoolers or high school students, but they forget that at that young age of 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
that's when a child is learning. You know, they're learning colors and shapes, things like that. That's
exactly.
that discovery phase.
Okay.
So I want to catch them then, so as they grow up, learning
that's
fun
awesome.
To them.
Very much
like
so.
That.
And so, LeVar, what's the website for that? People want to check it
AdventureSTEAM.com.
out. Okay. That's easy enough. I can even remember it.
AdventureSTEAM.com.
Okay.
And so, in the 2 years that you've been in Pittsburgh, what do you think?
That's a long question. I think it's longer than this podcast.
it's
definitely grown on me.
Okay.
I've always been familiar with Pittsburgh, like, you know, the sports, you know, Steelers.
Of course,
right.
That, we love that, but there's something better than that in Pittsburgh, I'm hoping. Right?
It is. So the tech scene is really starting to grow here. And I've always been big on technology, like huge technology fan. Like, I'm on every single thing.
Early adopter.
Yep. So that's the cool thing.
Do you have
thing.
An iPhone 12 in your pocket somewhere?
The one thing I don't do is iPhones.
No iPhones for you.
I actually do have an iPhone 8 Plus.
Okay.
But it's only because when I'm designing an app
for
something,
I need to see how it works on it. Gotcha.
But it's always that one button that always got me for Apple. It's always simple. Like, if somebody had horrible UI,
right.
you have to hit that button to start completely over again. Well, at least with Android, you can go back, you can menu, things like that.
Interesting. Okay.
It's a whole other conversation.
Gotcha. I love it, man. That's cool. But keep going about Pittsburgh and how you've been plugging in to our tech sector.
So Duolingo is very huge here.
Mm-hmm.
So talking to a bunch of VCs and things like that, they were like, outside of like Chicago and New York, like the larger cities, there's a lot more growth.
Yes.
But I'm starting to see things here, like with Uber here, you know, with the self-driving cars, down P&L, things like that. So I figured it would be cool to build something here. You know, Pittsburgh was always known as the steel city.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I think education and technology is key.
Well, you're building something very important with this Adventure STEAM stuff. I mean, I feel like there could be nothing that's more important than that, plus a ringing phone. As far as that goes. That's all good. We're tech
shows. Plus his Android phone.
There's an Android phone.
That was not the sound of an iPhone going on.
That was a sound bite.
Exactly.
For anyone listening, that was not my phone.
No, we just kind of plugged them in just to make it feel weird. But the idea that you're building this Adventure STEAM here thing in Pittsburgh, and honestly, I can't think of anything more important than at the earliest stages getting kids?
Yes. Yes.
Integrated and hooked
getting
on tech.
Kids and parents engaged in technology.
Right.
The cool thing about it is they're interactive coloring books.
Okay.
So for there's a lot of schools that they just have lack of technology for funding.
Right.
So I figured from there, the coloring books are based around the Common Core and the national standards.
So it's easy to get access to them.
Yes.
And they're not too expensive, and there's no excuse not to use them.
No excuse not to use them. I'm trying to make them free to lowest cost by getting sponsorships from the companies here in Pittsburgh.
Very cool.
The real selling point is the add-on, which is the app,
yes,
which allows the coloring book page to be scanned for AR, VR experience for the child.
Oh, that's so cool.
Custom characters I created, like Stacy the Scientist, she'll come alive around the page of your phone or tablet and can interact with the child. They can quiz them, possibly do a virtual science project. No one else is doing that.
See,
right,
that's
got
to make it so much fun. And you're the one doing that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
yes.
awesome, man.
Yeah, so I would love to get that funded. So anyone listening, go to adventuresteam.com.
Okay.
Please donate and help me to get this off the ground.
Yeah, because it's, I mean, like I said, they were really pumped you're here in Pittsburgh doing this. And the fact that this is the town to be doing this in, I think, as far as that goes.
Yes.
He said he's building something.
Yeah.
So yes.
And that's what I've been saying all along.
Exactly. That's why.
Come here to build.
He
don't
said
come
that,
here to
Audrey.
Consume.
Exactly.
He said that, and your eyes like lit up.
Exactly.
It's so cool.
Pittsburgh has a lot of bridges for a reason. You know what I mean? Like it ties everything in. You know what I mean? Like between companies, organizations.
Yeah.
You know, and just community. Like Pittsburgh is very big on community. So I've learned that a lot. Like when I first moved here, I never knew what Millville was until I did Leadership Pittsburgh.
Right.
Amazing communities we have here.
It is amazing. Wow, what a good ambassador.
So
we were talking to LeVar McClain.
McClurg. No McClurgs. We all play McClurg.
With Hey Design Guy. And he is actually an award-winning designer, creative director, and he was an adjunct professor. But his expertise is in print, digital, UI design, and social media marketing.
Yeah, yep. And go to AdventureSteam.com.
And that's
this
how
is,
they'll reach you.
Yep, yeah. AdventureSteam.com to learn more about the nonprofit and Hey Design Guy, or if you see me driving down the street.
Well, I want to see the van.
Yeah, what do we do?
I want to see this van, and I want to see your face all over this van. I think it's just way too cool.
Yeah.
So if you see the van, honk and say hello.
Honk and say hello. A lot of people, they'll actually find me on like Instagram, which is Hey Design Guy.
Okay, cool.
And they'll be like, hey, we just saw you coming down the street. That's too cool. I really like your logo.
That's great,
so
man.
That's pretty cool.
That's
good branding.
LeVar, thanks for bringing the super amount
thank
of energy
you.
We need here to keep Tech Vibe Radio humming and strumming, man.
Thank
Simple
you,
as
thank
that.
You, thank
and
you.
I think we need 100 more of you in Pittsburgh doing what you're doing because that's some great work.
And it will be. It will be. I'll bring others along with me.
Absolutely. Audrey,
great.
Tell you
thank
what.
You.
This is why we do Tech Vibe Radio every
that's
Wednesday
great.
Night because we get to talk to folks like LeVar over here who are just really making a difference in Pittsburgh, not only on the tech sector but with education, all STEM, or should I say STEAM-related
yes.
stuff because you can't forget the art part.
You cannot. You
making
cannot.
It making
that's
it STEAM. great,
great
stuff.
Important.
Once again, Adventure. I'm sorry, the website one more time?
AdventureSteam.com.
AdventureSteam.com. I almost said Adventures in Steam. That would have been wrong. AdventureSteam.com.
Close enough. But AdventureSteam.com. Go in, support, and donate.
Excellent. Hey, this is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Rousseau.
We're with the Pittsburgh Technology Council, bringing you these great stories every Wednesday night here on KDKA. Learn more about the Pittsburgh Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. After that, have an awesome rest of your evening.